live from the Amos Moses Syphilis Clinic, located just out of Thibodaux, Louisiana. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, reptile rodeo clown, and number 7 on People Magazine's list of the 50 sexiest insurance agents of 1992, Pegleg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring author, inventor, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, marksman, sculptor, 6-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who can scratch his own back anywhere it itches, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
You know how satisfying it is to be able to scratch anywhere in your back?
It's got to be nice. I gotta use a door frame.
You tear the frame off your door just to scratch your
back?
No,
I just scratch it against the door frame.
Like a bear?
Yeah.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah. It works.
Did you ever get down on the carpet, lay on your back, and just kind of drag yourself back and forth like a dog?
No,
I didn't. Dog with mange.
Or other things.
You know when you start losing your hair when you get older? That's kind of like having mange, isn't it?
No, I don't.
Losing your hair, I mean, mange is a disease. Losing your hair is just an age thing.
It's just a punishment. I think it's like a disease too, isn't it?
Probably didn't pray enough when I was younger. Praying that I'd keep my hair.
Well, okay, I wouldn't have wasted your prayers on that.
Can you still reach like over your shoulder and behind your back and connect your hands?
No, can you?
Touch them?
No, I can't.
If I do that, I won't be able to unhook them.
Uh-oh, I'm touching.
I can't. No, I can't.
Yeah, I did it.
You're a good man.
So you can scratch any spot on your back?
Yeah, I can.
Now, let me ask you this.
You don't have to ask Sarah. Sarah, I need you to scratch my back. Get to scratching.
Yeah, she'd come out with a garden tool.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Does your knuckle scrape the ground?
Oh, like an ape?
Yeah. Because you can touch your back. Your arms.
Your knuckle scrape the ground. You think he's like bent over?
No, I just see him. You know.
God, you're insensitive.
No, I'm not. Just checking it out. Anybody can touch their arms like that. It's pretty flexible.
You know, it seems to me like if they can cure mange, they should be able to cure baldness.
They're trying, man. I mean, they're trying.
Oh, let me tell you, the guy that can actually invent something that'll grow hair back on a billiard ball, be a gajillionaire.
You know, there's advertisements for a number of different products
stores,
out there.
Yeah.
But I think that the only reason that they're selling stuff is because guys are just hopeful that something will work.
Yeah. Just let go.
But they haven't come up with anything yet.
Yeah.
I mean, all these things, you know, like supplements are going to, you know.
Grow something?
Yeah. They're going to testosterone you up and
nice
grow
one.
Your hair and everything.
Careful.
That's a lie.
That's a way to come back, Allie. Good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Rub that cream that'll, like, up on your cheeks and just grow hair.
Cheeks?
Anywhere on your face.
On your cheeks?
Let me tell you something. If they invented cream that would grow hair, there would be guys who'd just smear it all over. It'd look like monkeys. Look like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's people who would do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you've seen what other people, there are a lot of people that do weird things. You know, I'm talking piercings. I'm talking tattoos.
Purple hair.
Not that there's anything wrong with any of that. But, I mean, when you start tattooing your face and head and stuff,
you're
devoted.
Yeah.
You are. I think you really...
you got to really want it.
You got to really cut back on your job.
I tell you what.
Job opportunities.
Tattoo artists.
You're narrowing down.
Because a lot of people are prejudiced against tattooed face people.
Yes.
What?
I'm just telling you.
I just like looking at
it. Go in and tattoos all over my face like I'm a, you know, a South Seas Islander.
Yeah.
I'm going to have trouble getting a job.
I was at the airport and I saw a guy that had his, you know, his head was shaved and he had this tattoo that it was like a snake. Like snake scales.
On
his entire head was made to make him look like a snake.
You know,
and I'm thinking, so well, that's interesting.
We're looking for a new rector to handle the parish. When can you start, and what kind of money are you looking for?
Hey, what kind of job would he do where he's good? Welcome to Walmart.
Well, that's probably basically what
we could go get a job at, like, Petco.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that'd be
working in the reptile department, selling snakes to...
Get a job on this show.
Pays great.
You know, we went to the reptile. We went to Petco to get noodles sheared this week.
Okay.
Petco? Okay.
We took noodles camping. I think I mentioned we took noodles camping.
You can get a job working at the herpetarium?
Yeah, the herpetarium.
Yeah.
Herpetarium.
And they took noodles to get groomed because everything sticks to his fur. And while noodles was getting groomed, they put him in the back, you know, and shampooed him and then traumatized him with a hairdryer. So yeah. We're like kicking around the rest of the shop looking around. And the stuff that they've got in the building, you know, like different albino snakes and pythons and stuff. Who's buying those things?
It's amazing. You know, I had a friend that had his son go.
First off, I don't believe you have friends.
Well, I know, but he had. But anyway,
Rick's the main one.
He had a son go after help this other guy out, and the son reached up and had this sack, and he's moving his python. And he's holding a sack coming out, and he's with the sack with the snake in it saying, "What's in here?" And he goes, "Well, that's my pet." "Pet what?"
"That's my snake, Reggie."
There you go. And out the door he went.
What was that from?
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
First one. When he's going to jump
in the airplane.
Oh, the pilot.
Yes.
Who they never mentioned again.
No, it wasn't. Never did come back.
It was like he's his best friend, and he just disappeared from the place, from the planet. Yeah. Gone. Okay, I was watching. They've got this channel on the satellite right now that just plays Indiana Jones movies back to back.
There's only four of them.
And then it starts over.
Really?
Yeah.
All day long.
And I was watching the first one, the original Raiders of the Lost Ark. And there's that scene where they've got the Ark in the back of a German truck.
Yep.
And Indiana Jones takes over driving the truck. And the Germans are climbing around the edge trying to get to him. And one after another, he's killing them. I mean, you know how many people an archaeologist has killed in that movie?
Oh, a bunch.
But,
amazing.
That's just like real life.
Yeah. But then he gets the main, you know, the leader of the back of the truck Germans, climbs over the top and climbs in and kicks Indiana Jones out of the driver's seat and starts punching him in his bullet wound. To where you're really hating this German now because he's beating up on the good guy. Until finally he throws Indiana Jones through the windshield, out in front of the truck, and now he's hanging onto the radiator. And they're going to smash him against the vehicle in front of him. They could have just stopped.
Yeah.
They could have just stopped the truck and shot Indiana Jones in the head right there.
Absolutely.
And we've been done. But
what's he do? He slides underneath the truck.
Yeah. They made a big deal out of that. That was a big stuntman move at the time.
I think he did his own.
He definitely did not do his own stunt there. I could have done that, but I
like in that movie. I like the guy that was he waved him up, waved him down when he was at the airplane and was going. The big German comes up and said, "Come on, I'm going to beat you."
Hey, Gunner.
Yes.
Ah!
Come here.
And he's like, "Oh,
man, not another one."
He beat up two or three regular size guys. And then the great big German
comes in and just gonna snap him. Nice run.
Indeed.
You okay, Rick?
Out of breath?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was saying, why didn't they just stop the truck and shoot Indiana Jones?
Exactly.
But there are, you know, website after website after website that point out all the flaws of Indiana Jones movies.
It's a movie.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't want to analyze it. Yeah. It's not real, man.
It's made up.
Let it go.
We're going to watch 18 hours of Indiana Jones giving lectures in a classroom.
Yeah. It's like saying, well, Wile E. Coyote couldn't have lived through all that.
Good point.
It's not real.
Good point.
Don't worry about it.
How many times did he get blown up or thrown off a cliff?
It's just for the entertainment value. And, man, did I love watching Wile E. Coyote get smashed.
You knew it was coming.
And, yeah, I'd just be right back.
Go back to something we talked about just a tad earlier on the pet thing. Other than dog, what's the strangest pet you've ever owned?
Strangest pet we've ever owned?
Yeah.
I think, let's see. We've had turtles. We've had ducks. We've
hamsters.
Had chickens. We've had hamsters. Flying squirrel.
Flying squirrel was pretty unusual.
Donkeys.
We've had miniature donkeys, miniature horses, regular size ponies. We've had cows. We've had pigs. We've had sheep. We've had a goat. Wow, that Billy goat was pretty.
They sent Alan to the sale barn to sell some pigs, and he came back with a goat.
Alan did?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So you're just sitting there in the stand said, huh, selling goats. I think I'll get one.
Okay. I knew a thing or two about goats. And what I knew was that if you put a goat in, like with your sheep or your pigs, it'll just hang around. It won't leave them. It protects them. It claims them as his own.
Yeah, if you put a goat with sheep, they won't scatter. They'll stay with the goat.
They'll stay with the goat. But the thing is, if a coyote or a pack of coyotes come in to attack the sheep, the goat will defend the sheep. And if the coyote kills the goat, who cares? He served his purpose.
I don't believe for one instant that the goat's going to fight coyotes when they show up.
Oh, that's a
fact.
I
think he's running off, too.
Yeah, you're wrong, man. Yeah. Did you ever see that Billy Goat of ours run from anything?
No, I did not.
He was a fighter.
That's why, didn't you buy one as like an anniversary present for your wife?
I don't think we need to talk about that.
I think that's exactly what you should talk about.
I just remember seeing it at the door.
Tell the story of buying a baby goat for your wife.
I can't remember where I was at. I was at some event, and they had these baby goats. Man, they were just so cute. Playful, and they'd bounce around, And
they grow up into goats.
Well, eventually, but not right away. And I was not married yet at the time. I was still living at the farm. And so I bought this goat, and I thought I'd surprise Sarah with this baby goat. I thought she'd think it was cool.
I got to interrupt you for just a second here. Think about the fact that the Ringhausen brothers didn't date a lot. The fact that you decided that the thing that a girl you're trying to entice to get you to marry you would like is a goat.
I loved you so much, here's your goat.
Says everything you need to know about the Ringhausen brothers.
You will get two more when you marry me.
Wow.
So you got Sarah, who you haven't married yet, a goat.
Wanting to seal the deal.
No, wait.
Sarah would really like is a goat.
Wait. So, and you were just still living home?
Yes.
And she was living with her mom and dad?
Yeah.
And lived in town?
Well, no. She lived in a different location.
Grafton.
Yeah. Grafton. Okay, lived in town. And you brought her this baby goat.
And you would have thought that Alan could have said, well, I've got male role models in my life, my dad and my older brother. I should go to one of them for dating advice.
Well, not you. So what was the reaction?
Okay.
Were the parents home?
I bought the goat, and I brought it to the farm, and Sarah's going to come out that evening, and I thought I'd just surprise her with it. So I put the goat in this pen that I thought would be fine, and so I'm in the house. Next thing you know, I hear the goat bleeding outside the door. It had jumped out of the pen and came to the house. I said, wow. I didn't think a goat could climb out of that. So I take it and put it back into a pen that has a taller gate and go back into the house. 10 minutes later, it's right outside the door again.
Yeah, good effect. Yeah.
And so I said, oh, man, this goat is becoming a problem already. So I take it out and I put it in a pen. And we had a piece of horse rope, halter, a horse lead. So I tie the goat up. I said, well, you're not going to get out now.
Not like tie him, wrap around him like he's tied to a post on a pirate ship. You tie it out like a dog.
Yeah.
A rope to a pole.
But inside of the building, inside of a pen. So not a problem. And so Sarah comes out. And I said, Sarah, got a surprise. And it's just kind of like dusk. It's starting to get a little bit dark. Got a surprise for you. Come on out here. She's out to the barn, to the shed. Yeah, I got a surprise out here. You're going to love it. And so I got to the shed, and I'm looking inside the shed. You know, it's kind of a little bit dark in there. And it's not right there close at hand. So I said, just wait here, Sarah. I got to go in the shed. I'll be back out in a second with your surprise. And so I climb into the shed, and here's the rope where I had tied it off, but the goat had climbed over the fence and hung itself.
Oh, no.
And so I had a dead baby goat.
Wow.
Inside the shed, and I'm just like, and Sarah's staring outside. Well, what is it? Let me see. Whatever it is, come on. No. Let's see your surprise.
So she's in her post-marriage mode.
Already.
And I said, well, I had a baby goat in here, but it escaped.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
I'll look for it tomorrow. Oh, Lord. She just stomps off, you know, like, this is bad.
What am I getting into here?
Well, there's some Winnie the Pooh cartoon where they got a balloon for Eeyore and it popped, and he liked it anyway because it would fit in his jar.
So what's that mean? I should have given her the dead goat?
Well, I'm saying maybe she would have just found the best in the situation anyway.
Like, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, Rick.
I don't think she's going to think so either when she hears this.
All right. This will fit my hope chest.
Did you ever get
another? Did you have it taxidermed for me?
Did you ever get another goat?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to have a second one.
Well, did you just say you couldn't find another girlfriend?
I'm going to go back to the people who, well, you just got a goat yesterday. Yeah, but I killed that one. I need another one.
Well, no, go to a different person that's got goats. My goodness. But
oh, you think there's a lot of people around selling goats, do you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just saying. So how did you just drop it or didn't go pursue it? She didn't pursue it anymore? Was it?
Yeah.
It worked out. He got married after that. He wouldn't have otherwise.
I'm a little wiser for what I learned in that lesson.
I would hope so.
You can go to dad for advice, though.
Son, if you're going to tie up a goat.
Greg, did your dad give you dating advice?
No.
James A. give you dating advice?
No.
No?
No, I never did.
How'd you learn about women?
Well, Rick, you just kind of normally do that.
I learned on the school bus.
Yeah. I got mine from Archie comic books.
Wow.
There you go.
No. No, you just pick it up.
Betty or Veronica.
The school bus.
Betty or Veronica.
Betty. Yeah. Oh, Veronica had money.
Yeah, go with the money.
What?
Allie. Wow. I can't top that one.
Commercial.
You got to have one.
I think it's time for
commercial. Commercial? All right, we'll bring in Doyle.
Come on in. Hey, Doyle. How you doing, man?
Go ahead, Doyle.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Doyle McIntyre, owner and operator of Amalgamated Murgatroyd. This summer, you'll be wanting to blow up that annoying tree stump or old building. Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosive superstore, will have just the thing. If you're in the need for hyperglycerolic liquids, phosphamides, or pyromatic glaze or jellies, or just old-fashioned nitroglycerin, Amalgamated Murgatroyd has it in stock. If you can find a lower price on dynamite anywhere, we will match it and give you a free box of Type K blasting caps. Come on down to our newly repaired storeroom and let our friendly and trained staff serve you. Thank you. We are located right across the street from St. Boniface Middle School and Playground.
It's great to have Doyle around, isn't it?
It is. You can get, you can still buy black powder, can't you? If you like one, to load your own shells.
Yeah, I don't know how the ATF is about that. Huh? I think you can. I don't know how much quantity.
Yeah, a lot of guys reload.
I know, but I mean, I don't know how much you buy in quantity.
Go buy a 50-pound bag.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I've really never given it much thought.
I've
bought black powder in 50-gallon bags. I'm guessing it comes in a barrel.
Do you have any black powder guns?
Yeah, I do. But the black powder guns that I use have the little pellets.
Okay.
Drop down into. You don't have to like measure powder out or stomp anything
it
that
in.
Kind of stuff.
You still have to stomp it
you
in.
You know, back in the Civil War days when they fired those barrel loaders like they did, I mean, they were handing out just black powder to the guys, weren't they?
Yeah, had
to have like a big
horn, didn't they?
Yeah, a big barrel of it, and you fill your horn up. Can you imagine trusting a bunch of guys, and they're all like us, or 18-year-old versions of us, and you're giving them all black powder? I got to figure that there's trouble that occasionally happened in the tent area.
I don't know where he's going with that. I'm trying to think which way he's going.
Why do you
that.
Even care about that? They're all dead and gone.
Yeah.
We got modern-day black powder.
Smokeless.
Go talk to Doyle. Get some powder from him.
There you go. He just left.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, I think farmers, and not that far back, could buy dynamite and like dynamite stumps.
Blow stumps, yeah.
Blow stumps
just
out
like
of the ground.
Just like he was just talking about.
Clearing your ground.
Exactly.
Can I go out and buy dynamite still?
I don't think so.
I think you have to have a license.
Well, you got.
Can I buy a quarter of a stick of dynamite?
No, that's an M80.
M80. The kids, when you're in grade school, they always, M80's a quarter stick of dynamite.
It was pretty powerful. It was pretty good.
I bet it wasn't a quarter of a stick of dynamite.
No, it wasn't, but it was a nice sound.
But it was a nice sales maneuver.
It was.
Oh, yeah. And the kid, whoever had them would always tell you that.
This is the most powerful fireworks you can buy.
This is the most powerful handgun in the
but
world.
Much better than firecrackers, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. But
that sounds like the voice of experience.
Can M-80s? A guy go out and buy dynamite? Look that up, Craig.
Bruce lit one in the house and it rolled out of his hand and fell on the carpet.
Lit one in the house. Why would he light one in the house?
No one else is home. Him and I were home and he just had to have one and he's going to throw it out the back door. And I don't, Mom probably won't listen to this, I hope. But anyway, you know, it leaves a pretty good burn stain on the rug.
Oh.
Yeah. So we covered it up. That didn't last long.
Mom, well, we bought you a new rug.
It was
don't either, ever move it.
It was either that or a new baby goat. And we went with the rug instead.
So, man, a lot of true confessions there with the
and
baby
we,
goat.
And we thought it would look really good right here in the middle of the kitchen.
No, it's on the, yeah, it's pretty close.
Right over here, next to the wall.
Did you get spanked?
Well, no, we were too old for that.
Never too old.
Really?
You know, the...
Got the car taken away from us.
Going back to the M80s. My recollection is when you're a kid, you know, you buy M80s, you know, and they'd give you the quarter of a stick of dynamite thing. And you knew it really wasn't. And then there'd be another kid saying, well, the new ones aren't, but the old ones were.
I remember that.
Say this again?
That the new M80s that they sell now aren't same as the old M80s that they sold.
Oh, you mean...
Which are better? Which way are you going on this?
The old ones were more powerful.
Oh, well, that's not much of a selling point.
No. But it's probably
what
true.
What I'm saying is the kid that had them, and you're telling him, hey, these aren't really sticks of dynamite.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, but it used to be.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, I was in another job I've been involved in my life. I purchased a building, and it still had a whole bunch of equipment and materials in it from the previous owner, and as we were cleaning out the building, I pulled a box out from underneath the workbench.
Yeah, a snake in it.
And opened it up, and it was full of blasting caps.
Ooh.
And do you remember when we were kids and they would run these commercials about
blasting caps?
Never
yeah.
pick up a blasting
exactly.
cap. And show you know, like
a kid reaching
hand,
for the blasting cap,
for it, and then
and you knew it blew his hand off.
And so that is the only knowledge that I had of blasting caps. I'm looking at these, and the guy's with me reaching and grabs one. What are these blasting caps? I put it down. I'm looking at them, and I said, "Well, we need to call somebody up on this." So I called the sheriff's department and said, "I got a box of blasting caps. What are you doing with the box?"
We're going to arrest you for that.
I got the handcuffs right here.
And so they said, "Well, the bomb squad, the state bomb squad is in, you know, Edwardsville right now doing a training program. We'll have them come over."
Oh, man. Yeah.
We'll have them come over.
Training exercise.
So, you know, I hang up and maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes later, I get a call from the bomb squad guy. And he says, "So, they tell me you've got some blasting caps." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well," he said, "most of them aren't too bad. He said, you got the red and green ones, and he said, those are, you know, harmless. And he said, and then you got the yellow ones, he said.
Type A fulminates.
And those can be, you know, a little tricky. And I said, well, mine aren't, you know, red and green or yellow. I got, mine are all blue. Oh, man, we haven't seen a blue one. He said, whatever you do, don't touch them.
Oh, my. And you guys don't. Wait,
I already got it sitting in the back of my truck, you know.
Whatever you do, don't drive down the highway throwing them out the window.
He said, do not touch those. He said, those are the most dangerous. We never see those. Those are the most dangerous kind there are. I said, all right.
Most dangerous kind, huh? That sounds pretty cool.
I don't really have any. So he said, I'll be there in less than an hour. I said, okay. But in the meantime,
you started hitting them with hammers.
I was trying to rent out another building that I had on site, near the one that I had. And I had this team of scientists that came up from Mississippi, and they were going to relocate their facility. They were a group of fluvial geomorphologists.
Say that again real fast.
What do you think, Greg?
I have no idea. Fluvial?
Geomorphologist?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, they wanted... You're not going to follow up with...
Blasting caps?
No. You're going to ask what fluvial geomorphologist
No, we didn't bite on it that time, did we?
No.
So anyway, I'm showing them around the grounds, and we're just about to go
in... Did you show them the fluvials?
Just about ready to go into this main building that I was going to rent to him. And this vehicle comes flying up, and on the side of the truck, it says, Bomb Squad. Dun, 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 and the guy steps dun, out dun, and says,
nobody move!
He steps out and says, I'm looking for Allie Ringhausen. And yeah, I got this group of guys standing there, and they all go, like, look at me.
And take a step back.
I said, hang on, guys. This will only take a minute. And they said, where are the explosives?
they're not in your building. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I got them over in this other shed. We've done a sweep on this building already. So the guy comes in, you know, puts on the big suit and gets out this box and loads everything into the box, and off he goes.
Took him with him.
The non-explosive.
I assume he was the guy that's...
It was someone listening in on the phone. Hey, there's a box of blasting caps over at Allie Ringhausen.
You know who's in charge of bombs in the state? Illinois Secretary of State Police.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Overseas bombs. Know that. Yeah.
So if
good
you,
to know.
If you find a bomb, that's who you call.
Who are you going to call?
Illinois.
Ghostbusters.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
No, not too well.
Illinois Secretary of State Police. Who? But that, you know, would be one of these things you go to, you know, like a neighborhood barbecue. So, what do you do for a living? Well, I work for the Illinois Secretary of State Police.
Yawn.
Yeah. All right, what do you do? Check license plates all day? I am a bomb squad expert.
Yeah.
So what do they do with a bomb after they find it like that?
Blow it up.
They didn't bring like a robot in to come get it?
We can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell you?
Classified.
Oh, Did you ask him if you could come watch him dispose of it?
No, I was dealing with fluvial geomorphologists at the time.
Can I run the siren while we go?
Wow.
What was that movie that came from?
You guys are stumped on movies tonight on that?
Yeah, it's that Jonah Hill movie.
I have no
Pineapple idea. Express.
Oh, God, no. A horrible movie. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it.
Is it that time?
It's that time.
It is.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
How did that happen?
Yes, it did.
So, anyway, I guess we'll have to catch up on next show.
See what happens with
this. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.